The distance between. I have had a very fortunate life. I'm only 18 and have been to 39 countries, speak 2 languages, and I'm going to a college in a few months where I already know my major and the career I plan to pursue. Despite seeming so grounded, there are many things about my life I regret already at such a young age. There were lessons I had to learn and values I developed. I'm writing this in hope that in many years my children or grandchildren can read this and reflect on their own lives and their own generation and learn from my mistakes, as well as continue to encourage the values I've lived by. I was always very distant from my family. Having been born in Brazil, my parents grew up in a completely different environment and therefore raised me differently from the American kids I surrounded myself with. I'm considered a second-generation American, a U.S.-born child of immigrants. Our culture is different, and being different in junior high and high school can be hard. I remember being embarrassed to bring my friends over because we never had the typical American food in our pantry, and my parents were loud and intrusive. They also treated money differently, too. I learned at a young age that money is something to be saved, not spent. Ironically, my family is very wealthy. My father had a high position in petroleum engineering and traveled often, many times taking us with him on exotic trips. Therefore, I never understood why my mom only bought our clothes on clearance and groceries that came in deals. Why I couldn't have all the new materialistic things that my classmates had. It wasn't until my father lost his job during the oil crisis I began to understand. Both my parents, my mother especially, experienced poverty back in Brazil, and always feared that my siblings and I would experience the same. Due to the actions of my parents, we never did. However, our lives did change. We moved into a much smaller house and changed insurances, and I even got a job. Due to the move, I was zoned to Katy High School, a school that was not welcoming in the least. With lifestyle change, a sort of resentment filled inside me, and like most teenagers when life doesn't go their way, I pushed the blame onto my parents, who were already struggling as is. The distance between us grew. Most of my childhood, I treated my parents coldly. I realized how wrong that was only after I found out my father was diagnosed with stage 4 bone cancer. I finally came to realize too late how important it is to be grateful for things I have and all that I have experienced, and to be affectionate with my family and those I love. The experience is becoming more and more common among families, with cancer among the leading causes of death, reaching 22 million cases within the next 2 decades. I will always regret how I treated my parents, as well as many other adolescents and young adults. I am now convinced that communication between human beings is irreplaceable and should take precedence in the lives of children and adolescents. I wonder why we think it's embarrassing to tell our families we love them and appreciate them. I can see how hard they've been trying, and to my future kids, I'll be trying my best for you too. With my newfound perspective of the world, I have been trying to better myself. I have this new value for my family, my friends, and finally myself. It is said that in our grief, we can become fixated on wanting to undo what can't be undone, when the precious urge, born of grief and time, is to want to do something differently. Therefore, I built a new, stronger relationship with my family and try to stay as optimistic as possible in bringing happiness to the people around me. I express how I feel and say everything so I don't regret the words I didn't say.